This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir from today. During his visit, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will participate in the Empowering Youth Transforming J&K event in Srinagar today. The Prime Minister will also distribute appointment letters to more than 2,000 individuals appointed to government service. He will also launch the Competitiveness Improvement in Agriculture and Allied Sectors project worth 1,800 crore rupees. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will lead the 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in Srinagar by participating in a yoga session and addressing the gathering. In Tamil Nadu, 33 people have died and more than 109 are undergoing treatment at various hospitals following a huge tragedy in Kallakurichi. Those who fell ill after consuming spurious liquor yesterday have been hospitalized at various hospitals in Kallakurichi, Salem and Jipmer in Puducherry. An additional number of 48 doctors have been called to assist the district hospitals in treating the affected. District Collector of Kallakurichi, where the incident happened, has been transferred and 10 other officials, including the DSP, have been suspended. The accused bootlegger Chinnadurai has been arrested and 200 litres of illicit liquor has been seized from him and sent for examination. The state government has moved 7 SPs and 1,000 policemen to Kallakurichi. Speaking to the media last night, Tamil Nadu Health Minister M. Subramaniam said the deaths occurred because of high methanol content in the liquor. He said a high-level inquiry has been ordered into the tragedy. The minister said the government would take strong action against those involved in such criminal activity. Our correspondent reports that the accused Chinnadurai has 70 cases filed against him. State Governor R. N. Ravi and opposition parties have criticised and blamed the ruling DMK government for being lethargic on the issue. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has arrived in Colombo as part of his official visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will have meetings with the leadership of Sri Lanka on wide-ranging issues of bilateral partnership. This is the External Affairs Minister's first bilateral visit after the formation of the new government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, along with his wife, Dr. Sudesh Dhankar, called on President Draupadi Murmu and greeted her on her birthday today. In a social media post, Vice President Dhankar recalled the President's rich contributions to public life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his wishes to President Draupadi Murmu on her birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "President Murmu's exemplary service and dedication to the nation inspires us all." The Prime Minister added that her wisdom and emphasis on serving the poor and marginalized are a strong guiding force. He said India will always be grateful to her for her tireless efforts and visionary leadership. President Draupadi Murmu visited the Jagannath Temple in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the President said she prayed for the welfare of countrymen and prayed that India continues to set new patterns of progress. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, participated in a saplings planting program under Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam in Surajkund area today. The program was organized by officers and staff of the ministry. The minister also visited the exhibitions showcased at the event. Addressing the event, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena said the temperature in Delhi is going up and the water level is lowering day by day, which is alarming for all of us. Mr. Saxena appealed to people to be a part of the campaign and plant a sapling. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate intensity rain and gusty winds in many places in the National Capital Region today. IMD said NCR areas, including Loni, Dehat, Hindon Air Force Station, Bahadurgarh, Ghaziabad, Indirapuram, Chaprola, Noida, Dadri, Greater Noida, Gurugram, Faridabad and Manesar, will witness rain today. After a warning by the Met Department about heavy to very heavy rains in Kerala this weekend, 7 NDRF teams have left for Kerala from its headquarters at Arakkonam, Tamil Nadu. The teams led by the Deputy Commandant Shankara Pandian have left for Kerala following the request of the state government. And with that, we end this news bulletin.